Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As a foreigner, bringing this back, that's one of my favorites of theirs. Crank it up. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. We get a little crazy every once in a while. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with us. We're doing small business here. That's what we do here on the Small Business Advocate Show. That's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. And we always enjoy having our good friend Ed Abel back on the show. Ed's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is the founder of the Abel Business Institute, the author of Roadmap to Success. Is that right, Ed?
It is,
yeah.
Yes.
And that's available where?
Amazon.
All right, so check that out. Ed, and give us the website, too, please.
Sure, check us out at Abel, A-B-E-L, businessinstitute.com.
All right. So we're talking about, folks, how to try to... I used this term earlier, and I think maybe it's a good term, Ed, if I do say so myself. Getting comfortable inside your business's own skin. Meaning that, okay, I know what works for my business, and I'm starting to see that some of what used to work isn't working as well as it did, so maybe things are transitioning. So I'm keeping a real close eye on what I do, what we do in our business to bring in business, to get customers, to serve them, but I'm watching it real close, because if Blasingame and Abel are right, we're in a transition. So that means some of this stuff that I've counted on for years is going to start not working. And I better start picking up some new disciplines that are going to start working. But in that transition, it means that I've got a couple of extra plates to spin that I didn't have before when everything worked like the old way.
And so, beautifully
stated. What do you think about that?
Oh, you're right on. And here's the problem behind all that is it's insidious. It's not a big, all of a sudden, you lost business. So the challenge is, well, is my old way of doing things still working? Because, oh, maybe it's off a little bit, or as small business owners, we tend not to really understand or look at our statistics, our analytics.
Right.
And so we use the belly barometer, and, oh, I got a referral, or I got business, but it's at what level is it trailing off, mm-hmm. and not putting something in play? Because, again, when we look at marketing, we're looking at what's the acquisition cycle.
Right.
So how do I get people into my loop before they actually even buy from me? And right. I've got to factor that in.
Well, and there are things you can do, folks. So let's say you advertise, hopefully on the radio. Good for you if you're doing that. But you're still advertising, you're still doing marketing. But all of a sudden, Ed, you realize that some people that you used to, in the old days, maybe you would just drop in on them. It's not easy to drop in on them anymore. They're not opening their door when you or your salespeople drop by. So maybe you've got to start focusing more on building relationships before you call on someone. You got to get a referral. You got to meet them somewhere. You got to be introduced to them before you can actually go and ask for a first appointment. So these are all things, that you, new disciplines that you start adding to it. Maybe you open up a LinkedIn account and you invite them to link with you on LinkedIn, for example. These are things that you got to start doing, new disciplines that you got to start doing to help you make the transition from, as you know, Ed, what I've called the age of the seller to the age of the customer, because that's where we are right now, Ed. We're in a time when the customer has control.
Big time. It's so easy to shop us. Gee, do I want to go with this company or this company? And the customer gets to shop very easily to find out the facts, the truth behind it.
And they're doing that, Ed, when you and I don't even know it. We may not even know they exist.
Oh, yeah. And, again, it's if you're not there, you're not even get seen.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, and that whole cycle really starts affecting the small business owner. You were saying a couple of minutes ago all the things they've got to do. You know, now you're throwing this on, and again, not knowing how to do it has you stopped in paralysis. Oh, my God, is this the right thing to do? How do you do a LinkedIn mm-hmm. profile? Oh, you know, am I doing it right? And then if I'm doing it right, and how do I know I'm doing it right? And then it's more expensive, and then you say, right. Oh, I can't afford this. You don't do it, but by not doing it, you're losing a piece of the marketing puzzle because you've got to do it. Be in the game.
And this
That's it. Now it gets in the game.
No question. And this is the thing that I've said for years now, Ed. In this new marketing, social media, new media discipline that we've all got to develop, you don't have to win the race, but you have to be in the race, and you need to keep the leaders in sight.
It's a great way of
so you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be wonderful. You don't have to be chiseled and have a six pack, but you do have to be in the race and participate.
Yeah, and that then sets us back to how do we all handle this overwhelm?
And when we come back after these messages, I want to talk about that because I've got some ideas. I know you've got some ideas about that. Folks, this comes back to where, Ed, earlier you said something about it costs more to do business these days. Some of what we're going to talk about might cost you a little bit of money. Some of it might not. But it's all about getting someone to help you. We all need someone to help us. I have people helping me. Ed has people helping him. You need someone to help you get through this. We through this transition period. AbleInstitute.com. Is that right, Ed?
AbleBusinessInstitute.com.
Sorry about that. 10 till. Right back with Ed Abel. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.